Now, Chris Kelly, you were just telling us you have a pretty funny story about your son and some Girl Scouts and a call he made to your wife.
He called it. I witnessed this call. He called my wife, and she answered on speakerphone.
From his dorm?
I believe he was. He was at work. He was at work. And he said, I'm having a Girl Scout crisis. Has that phrase ever been uttered before?
No.
She said, how are you? He goes, I'm in trouble. I'm having a Girl Scout crisis.
Oh, Jesus.
So she said, what do you mean by this? Apparently, as he got to work that day, some Girl Scouts were set up in a strip mall selling cookies. And they said to him, will you buy some cookies? And he was too weak to say no. He didn't have the upper body strength to fight them off. So he bought some Thin Mints. All right, I said, okay, that's all right. That's a good cause, whatever. He goes, okay, yes. Later, he went out to like take out the garbage or get something out of his car or something, and two more Girl Scouts had shown up, and they said, will you buy some cookies? He said, I bought some a couple of hours ago. They said, you can never have too many Thin Mints, can you? And he goes, well, I guess not. And he bought another box of Thin Mints. So he goes to his car, gets his stuff. That night, as he was leaving, four more Girl Scouts were there. Same. And they said, can you buy? He says, I don't have any money left. They said, great news. We take Venmo. We take Venmo. We take Cash App, whatever. And he goes, I already bought two boxes. They said, you can never have too many.
Yeah, they're pushy.
So he bought a third box. So he's bought three boxes of Girl Scouts. So he called his mother from his car going into work the next day, staring at the Girl Scouts saying, give me some strategies to get by them.
How can I get around these 12-year-olds?
I don't have any money left. He lost this battle to those Girl Scouts.
I still have three boxes. You can never have enough.
Don't you see? I'm living in my car now. I don't pay rent anymore. I eat cookies.
I'm broke. I am a broke college student trying to make it through the world. Stop pushing these cookies on me. He bought three boxes, and he pretended to be talking to his mother about something important on the way into work and held up a finger.
That's kind of clever.
Yes. But no word on how he got out later if those Girl Scouts were still there.
In front of a gym.
Yeah, in front of the gym. Yeah. Selling Girl Scout cookies.
And the Girl Scouts are the worst, too, because you have to say no to a kid.
I know.
You know, and especially there's something about a little girl, too. Like, will you buy cookies? For some reason, I can just Heisman the Boy Scouts with the popcorn.
But the Girl Scouts, you got to buy.
Please, mister. All right, fine.
All right, let's buy some. It's like selling cookies in front of a gym. Is that like, you know, selling heroin outside of a meeting where the dope addicts go, you know?
Or Funyuns outside of a vape shop or a head shop.
Yeah.
God, the sales would be through the roof. Funyuns outside of a vape shop. Absolutely. Here's another college student. Now, my son might be able to do this. He got some real accolades here. He's in his history class. He's got a final. And the professor says, if you can name from memory every single team that has won the NBA championship, I'll give you 100 on the final. This was the deal that the kid signed up for. So he stands up in class and names in order, going from last year's champion to the very first champion, every single team that has won the NBA championship.
I got to hear this.
It takes him about 90 seconds, and he doesn't even mention the years. About halfway through, he'll stop and go, where are we now, 1999? Okay, and then he goes, where are we now, 1973? And he keeps on going forward. This is the event.
All right, here we go. Celtics, Nuggets, Warriors, Bucks, Lakers, Raptors, Warriors, Cavs, Warriors, Spurs, Heat, Mavericks, Lakers, Celtics, Spurs, Heat, Spurs, Pistons, Spurs, Lakers. We should be at 1999.
Yep.
Spurs, Bulls, Rockets, Bulls, Pistons, Lakers, Celtics. We're at 84 now. Celtics, Sixers, Lakers. Now we're 1979. Sonics, Bullets, Blazers, Celtics, Warriors, Celtics, 73?
Yeah.
Knicks, Lakers, Bucks, Knicks, Celtics, 1967?
Yeah.
Sixers, Celtics, that's 8 straight?
Yeah.
So now we're in 1958, St. Louis Hawks, Celtics, Philadelphia Warriors, Syracuse Nationals,
Number 1954.
Yeah.
All right, three-peat for the Lakers, Minneapolis. 1951, Rochester Royals, back-to-back for the Lakers in 50 and 49. 1948, Baltimore Bullets. And then 1947, first ever NBA champions, Philadelphia Warriors.
Bang!
That's it.
Impressive.
It. Wow.
Unbelievable.
I wish he was my son. I'm going to keep the one I have.
Can you adopt this kid?
I want to adopt this young man.
That's
a man. I used to could do things like that with World Series
and Super Bowls.
You used to be able to do things like that.
It's tougher now. The newer ones are the harder ones. You know, on Super Bowls, if you start at number 50, I can probably go backwards and get.
But how far does he go back to the 40s?
1940s. Yeah, he went all the way back. Very impressive. 47, I believe. I used to do World Series back to like the late 60s. But that's tough, man. That is really hard. Yeah. And the newer ones are more difficult than the older ones for me. He had it. He got it. That I just stood and applauded. I was like, this is a young man. Give him the 100. You know, give it to him. And I called my son and I said, can't you be better? I said, what are you doing right now? He said, I'm hiding from some Girl Scouts right now. I can't. Can't you do more? Is there more you can do? This young man is unbelievable. I'm so impressed by this young man.